A Stolen Rose, written by Amy Corwin and read by Ruth Urquhart.
Chapter 1.
Anemone, please, don't say such things, Aunt Marigold said. Although she didn't wring her hands, the teacup and saucer she held were the only things that prevented her from doing so. The delicate bone china cup rattled noisily until she put it down gently on the low table in front of her.
Surely you don't wish to remain a spinster?
I'm not sure I have a choice, Anemone replied, struggling to sound cheerfully insouciant. The unfortunate truth was that her miserable future troubled her a great deal, far too much to admit even to her lovable aunt. She bit her lower lip to keep from sighing. The pact she had made with her four dearest friends to remain close no matter what happened now seemed distant and bittersweet. Oh, the others had certainly tried to include her while they became engaged and then happily married, but Anemone sensed that she was gradually being pushed to the periphery of their intimate circle. The others always invited her to outings and parties. However, their concerns were no longer in harmony with hers. What did she know of morning sickness or other maternal concerns? Precisely nothing. Lately, she'd begun to avoid her girlhood friends in hopes of also escaping from the uncomfortable feeling of being left out. Their lives were busy and full. She only felt increasingly lonely, so much so that she'd gladly accepted her aunt and uncle's unexpected invitation to spend a few months in the country before the London season was really over.
But even Jonquil and Iris, your younger sisters, have found husbands, Aunt Marigold said, her head tilted at a wistful angle.
Jonquil is very pretty, and everyone remarks how sweet Iris is. Anemone's smile slipped a fraction. She loved her sisters with all her heart, truly she did, and she was pleased they both seemed so content. But it was difficult to be the one left standing against the wall, watching everyone pair off and dance merrily away with beaming faces, particularly when they were younger than she was.
Why can't you see how unnecessary it is for you to suffer the solitary life of a spinster? Her aunt asked, her voice rising with her frustrated incomprehension. Why, you had 3 offers last season. 3!
None of which were acceptable, even to the most desperate spinster.
How can you say that?
Aunt Marigold's delicate features wrinkled, and her lips quivered with her effort not to weep over such a myriad of tantalizing opportunities.
No one is as perfect as one might wish, but surely one of them would have been tolerable.
Perhaps, however, even you might have paused if you faced such choices. Anemone held up her index finger to represent her initial suitor.
First there was Lord Marbury. He was very mature and only 81 last fall.
She raised a second finger.
And while Mr. Bradley was undoubtedly younger, I believe he is planning to celebrate his 65th birthday next week.
Even the most generous observer cannot claim that either of them is holding his age well. After watching Lord Marbury attempting to eat the soup at Lady Aubrey's supper and drowning his cravat instead, I should think he would be better served by hiring an experienced nursemaid than by obtaining a wife.
Well, they were, perhaps, a bit older than you.
Aunt Marigold blushed prettily with embarrassment when Anemone stared at her after that masterful understatement. She continued in a surge of words.
You must admit that Mr. Abbott was of a suitable age.
Indeed, he was only slightly over 45, a mere 24 years older than I.
Yes, well.
Aunt Marigold's hand fluttered to her neckline and rubbed the cameo she wore. The nervous gesture was so habitual that the carved profile in the centre of the brooch had been worn down to a smooth, pearly surface.
Why must you be so contrary? He was quite suitable. I wish you would reconsider his offer. You could write to him. It is not too late. Oh, I do so want you to be happy, Anemone.
No, I shall not write to him. For one thing, he can lay claim to only a single tooth.